Hi, everybody. Kevin Broughton coming at you from Loan Officer Impact. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are so honored and lucky today. We have a really special guest. This person is incredible at what they do, but more importantly, they're an incredible person. And I love meeting people that are really, really talented, but also have a kindness to them that's second to none. And this gal absolutely qualifies as that. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce my friend from the great state of Texas in the Dallas area, Sarah Cox. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you so much. What a kind introduction. Made my day.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. And for those of you tuning in, our mission is to help loan officers nationwide, regardless of where they work, have an impact on their lives and to help them do better. And when I think of doing better, you're the first name that ever pops into my head, because what I love most about Sarah is I've been around the mortgage marketing animals and the Freedom Club and Carl White and Steve Kiles for a long time, north of 10 years now. And I've never seen anyone embrace the system more than Sarah Cox has. And she's living proof that it works, but she's also living proof that it's not an overnight success. This girl has busted her backside every day for months. And what's awesome is it's now coming into fruition right this minute. She's had an incredible month of March and April. Her applications in April are nearly double what they've ever been and have a good chance to be your best month ever. Is that true in applications taken?
Yeah. Applications taken and fundings, to date, it's been a long time since I've been where I'm at right now. So yeah, it's exciting for sure.
Well, and it's the culmination of all the work that she did in December and January. And I think sometimes that was the part that goes unspoken or unseen, because it's really hard to put in the daily effort every day, nonstop, when you didn't have those big checks rolling in January. But you do start having them rolling in now, because I've seen the closing report. I've seen the applications taken report this month. And it's really, really incredible what you're doing. So I was hoping, Sarah, you might share, we're not fools. We all know this market is challenging. I refuse to say bad or inferior or whatever. I think it's an opportunistic market for those that choose to work, but it is challenging. Could you share with the audience, Sarah, if you don't mind, just how you started on the path that you're on right now, and maybe what in your mind made it? What was the light bulb that came on that made you say, I'm going to do it differently? Could you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the number one thing for me when I first got back into origination full time, so kind of a little bit of background, I left origination full time in 2021, February of 2021, to pursue a full time management type position. I'd been in the industry since 2002. So for me, it just kind of felt like a natural progression of where my career was going. And it didn't seem, at the time, it just didn't seem like, oh, maybe I should stick with origination full time. Maybe I shouldn't make this move. Maybe companies are going to start tanking, right, none of that right. was in my frame of mind.
No,
and so when the company I worked for the following year in 2022, June of 2022, they closed the doors completely. They laid off 470 people in a 10-minute conference call. And it was obviously that's impactful when you're it's a two income household, we needed to figure this out, yes. right away. And so I got back into origination full time, and it was tough making a decision of where I was going to go, just because I knew that piece was going to be really important. I knew where I landed, the company that supported me was going to be key. And I really didn't have, I had a 1 week like lead time, it was a one week to make a really important decision. And fortunately, it was kind of a default, decision that I made just because of the fact that I didn't really quite know where to go or where my path was leading.
Right.
And so anyhow, going into that season, it was July of 2022 that I started to originate. And my friend introduced me to the mortgage marketing animals. And he said, Sarah, I really feel like they will be somebody that you can resonate, that will resonate within you, and you will you will just, I think that it will work for you with your personality type, with what you're looking for. I think it would really help you. And I had never, ever received any kind of coaching prior to this. Even though I'd been in the industry for so long, I'd never really pursued any kind of coaching, like formal coaching.
Right.
The coaching that I had seen or had been exposed to felt very rigid, very regimented, very militant, to the point where I was like, absolutely not. Like, I'm good. Like, I've been doing well for myself. I do not need that in my life. It's negative, right. You know? When I first listened to Carl and Steve's podcast, it was like a light bulb went out. It was like I had just found exactly what I had been looking for. I never knew I was looking for it, but when I heard them speak for the first time, I was like, this is it. And I just lived, eat, breathe. I mean, everywhere I went, I had their podcasts. Just, you know, I just immersed myself in the mortgage marketing world. I mean, Steve and Carl together have, what, over 400 podcasts that you could potentially listen to, you know? Hours and hours of information, of content. And not just so much like, I need to do X, Y, Z. I need to write 10 thank you notes. I need to call 20 people. It's not like that. No. And I think that that's where I was always turned off, because I'm just not a task, like, check the box oriented person.
Right.
I'm definitely, like, on the DISC assessment, high I, high D, like zero S, zero C. I mean, maybe it's there somewhere, but that's just not my, it's just not my personality type. So I knew that what they were providing was exactly what I needed to jumpstart my origination career again. And so I went, starting in September, I think it was when I really started to do Breakfast Club, Loan Officer Breakfast Club, every single morning. And then I officially got into mortgage marketing animals in November. And then I officially got coached, and I'm a part of Freedom Club in January of this year.
Well, and that's a great history and a great story. And you know what I've always marveled at since meeting you, obviously you have the incredible personality and all that, it was great, but it's your stick-to-itiveness. And when you have a plan, you do not stop. And a lot of our listeners struggle with that, just being frank. And they can do it for periods of time, but not extended periods of time. Do you have any tools or secrets or strategies that have allowed you, like, how do you do it every day, regardless of the result? How do you stick to the process that you know will eventually work and do it every day when others can't do it every day? Do you have any help there?
Yeah, I think the number one thing for myself has always been really whatever's on the inside of you is going to come out. You know, so whatever, I've always grown up believing and knowing that whatever is on the overflow of the inside of you will come out. So how do I get to overflow? How do I get to that point where I can overflow the inside of myself with the information, with the knowledge, with the inspiration, with the drive? How can I get to that point? And that's really why I do start my day every single day, Monday through Thursday, with Loan Officer Breakfast Club. Starting my day, filling my cup. My cup's empty. At the end of the day, I will tell you what, I have spent all that I can. And it's silly for us to think that we can, you know, go to a boot camp or go to a seminar or conference and think, I'm good. Like, I'll be set for the rest of the year and not do anything else to re-energize and to fill ourselves back up.
Right.
So for me, the name of the game was just always being constant. Whatever is on the inside, whatever is on the overflow of my heart, my mouth is going to speak it out, right? And that is exactly what I did with LOBC, with the Loan Officer Breakfast Club, with the podcast. There are so many resources, Kevin. You know this just as well as I do. There are so many resources that MMA put out that are free. Like, you don't have to pay anything for it. The only thing preventing you from doing it is you. You're the only one who's stopping it, you know? And that's why I think I've been able to stick with it, because I don't stop. I every single day, I can't tell you the last time I listened to a podcast for, like, just entertainment purposes. Like, I just don't. Like, people talk about like different podcasts out there and, you know, like true crime or whatever. And I'm no, if it's not Carl, if it's not Frank, if it's not Steve, it's, you know, I'm just not listening to it. And then if I'm not listening to them, I'm listening to an audiobook. I just finished The Atomic Habits by James Clear. Great book. We're going to do, I actually started a virtual book club for realtors and loan officers within our branch to all attend the end of February. So I'm also participating with Strategic Gifting and sending my agents a copy of Atomic Habits so that they could participate with us. But I think that's it. Like, just really filling myself up with everything, immersing myself in the culture. That's the only way that I was able to stick to it.
So, A, that's incredible. I hope everyone got a great aha moment there, because there's a great takeaway there. Sarah, as you think about your team now, like today, how much time are you spending on things you don't want to be doing, and how many hours are you able to spend on the stuff that you know drives your business? Are you able to get most of the hours doing the revenue-producing activities, or are you still stuck a lot doing things that could be done by someone else?
Well, in all transparency, I am a little more involved in the back end of the operational piece, which doesn't necessarily bother me because I've always been doing it. But I am so blessed, so blessed to have a pre-approval specialist who helps me on my front end. So any new application that I get, she pulls the application through, does a quick credit analysis. If the client doesn't qualify at the time, we put them on a mortgage ready plan for calls on Friday. So we have a great process, a great structure and a procedure on that. I also have a loan partner who works closely with my processor to make sure files are completely buttoned up and ready for underwriting. However, because we've had a little bit of a transition with our operational team, I am lifting a little bit more, which is fine. It's totally fine. You know, it's a team effort. It's not all about me. It's not all about them. It's about us doing it together. We're better together. And part of our core values at our branch is better together, extreme ownership, and results, no excuses. So I use that filter for everything that I do on a daily basis.
I hope everyone got that. Can you repeat that one more time? Extreme ownership, results.
Say it again. So better together.
Better together.
Extreme ownership.
Extreme ownership.
And results, no excuses.
Results, no excuses. Everyone on the team feels that way, believes that way, lives that way. It comes to work every day with that in mind.
Absolutely. And we hold each other accountable to it. That's what's so key, is that your team will be better together if you all maintain the core values of your team. But if you don't identify that, especially for branch managers and leaders that are listening, if you can't identify, and if your team can't identify what your core values is, core values are at the drop of a hat, something's missing, right?
I agree 100%.
You know, so that's definitely a testament to my branch manager for really imparting that, and not just telling us or making it a regimented, but embodying it and living it. Absolutely.
And do you find that when your core values are clearly defined, as yours are, does that attract more referral sources and borrowers to you that are of the same core values? Does it work that way?
100%. Yeah. And, you know, I make my agents, my business partners and my agents, anybody that I work with, I make them very much so aware of the fact that we do have these core values, and this is who I work with. These are the types of people that I connect with. I want like-hearted, like-minded individuals that embody the same core values, because we are an extension of one another. If somebody refers, you know, I think the statistic is that like 72, maybe somewhere between 70 and 72% of clients, the first lender that, or the lender that the realtor will refer them to, they will go to.
They will.
And then the other statistic is about 74% of the first person that a client speaks to, they're going to work with them.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
So we, as a partnership, yeah, as a partnership, we have to be first, and we have to make that very clear to our partners who they're going to work with and the kind of loan officer that's going to help them take it across the finish line, because a lender's failure to perform could cost their client thousands of dollars, including that agent's commission.
So another very important point or a takeaway or an aha, wherever you want to call it, if you as a loan originator and a leader do not have a clearly defined set of core values that you can rip off at a drop of a hat, and if you can't convey those values to your team, your clients, and your referral sources, you're probably going to have a weaker group than if you can convey that strongly and not only say the words, obviously that's important, but living by them is 1,000 times more important than the verbal communication, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Living by them. And I think that the accountability piece of it is what's so key, and watching other people hold one another accountable. I think a lot of times as loan officers or as leaders, we just don't want to come off as being combative or confrontational. We want our back end support to like us. You know, we want them to pick up our files and not be upset when they see us send in a new one, you know. And so we just think of accountability as a wrong, you know, we have a negative stigma attached to it. I think it's also, you know, extreme ownership. That's why extreme ownership is part of our core values, because we know that, hey, if I should have owned up to something, if there's something in this mix, you know, there's two to tango, right? Like, I'm going to hold myself accountable as much as I'm going to hold you accountable. Having those hard conversations are not easy, but we get through it. There's no way around it. Only through it. Only through it. And I think that that's the piece maybe that people just aren't comfortable with, right? But growth happens, change happens, and sometimes it's uncomfortable, but you got to go through it to get to the other side.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I've been blessed to be able to interview a lot of top producers. I mean, big shot loan originators across this country, and they all love accountability. All winners love accountability. It's the non-winners that really don't like accountability because they don't get it. And like you said, there is a huge misperception about the value of accountability. And every winner I know is held accountable to minimally someone, if not multiple people. And most of the time it's multiple people. Mm-hmm. So you do have a pre-approval specialist. You do have a loan partner. You do have a process. You have a three-headed service team, you know, that works for you. Do you spend at least a portion of every day prospecting, creating, keeping, growing a client, doing the things like that that have nothing to do with the actual Smith file that might be in your hand? Do you do that every day?
Absolutely. And that is what Call Stars has helped provide me with, that time blocking. So with the mortgage marketing animals, we do have access to a daily call that's 2 hours. And, you know, it's just brilliant. It's so simple, but the brilliance is behind the simplicity, I think.
Right.
And that is where I think people have the hesitation or the skepticism comes in, because sometimes the simple things are seen too foolish, and it makes us all, you know, curious as to, well, that's so silly. 2 hour time block to just make phone calls. Why would you do that? It's the accountability. So Call Stars is a 2 hour time block every day, East Coast time, West Coast time. It depends on what you prefer.
Right.
And I sometimes will attend both because my schedule just will overlap like that.
Yeah.
And I'm in Central, so I don't necessarily fit in either one. I could do both. And we make calls to our prospects for the day. So each day, the daily success plan gives us a theme for the day. And what's amazing is that so many loan officers aren't even aware that they should have a structure to their day. You know, they have idea.
It's shocking. But again, like, you're president and CEO of Sarah Cox Inc., whether anyone likes it or not. And what president and CEO has no semblance of a design of their day? None that I know. And so I think it's imperative. But just think of just a few things, and I don't mean to interrupt you, Sarah, but just another aha moment. But here's a gal that for 2 hours every day, she prospects to different groups of people Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
She does that every single week, folks. So it's no mistake that she has a plethora of clients, an overflowing number of credit pulls, a ridiculous number of credit pulls. I just looked at the list the other day. More at-bats than most people I know. And it's not shocking that it comes from being disciplined, doing it every day, never giving up, having a daily success plan, going on Call Stars, getting her motivation and her vibe going with the Breakfast Club. All of these tools, she utilizes them all. And I think in this industry, Sarah, a lot of places have some tools. We happen to have some exceptional tools, but how many of them aren't used is shockingly high across the country. And I don't really get that, because you're living proof of tapping into the tools that exist for your well-being and for your financial future is the key to the success. You must be able to do this on a regular basis. I marvel at how you never give up and that you it never stops. And I know you're spent when you get home at night, because who wouldn't be? You're on the go every minute. And I think that's another thing that I've learned from Sarah. And if you don't know her well, the fact is she wastes no time. She is not someone that her day does not run her. She runs her day. And there's a big difference there. And I think you've excelled at that by being intentional and strategic about what you do every day. Is that would you agree that that's a true statement?
Absolutely. And it's the only way to do it. I think for a long time, I felt like I kept moving from the urgent rather than the important.
Right.
And when you allow things to distract you, you become easily swayed by the urgent and not the important. I shut my emails off when I'm doing my calls. I put my phone on do not disturb. I make phone calls out, but I still have my calls on do not disturb. The urgent has a tendency to speak louder than the I know what I'm supposed to do. Right. And as a result, you allow those things, those distractions, those whatever fill in the blank to start dictating. Because again, when reading, Atomic Habits, what I've realized is that you don't realize that one grain of sand is going to create a rock. A mountain, obviously that's an extreme, but at the same time, yeah, I think that we don't realize that the small things that we do on a day-to-day basis, these small habits, the habit of picking up your phone and going to social media instantly. I mean, let me tell you, I'll be the first one to say that used to be me. That was the first thing that I would do. That used to be me going to the text message that immediately came in from a realtor partner during my 2-hour prospecting time.
Yes.
They're okay. They know.
they know what you're doing.
They know. Yeah. And if you want to be honest and straight up with them, be like, hey, between 9 and 11 or between 10 and 12, whatever the hours are, I'm not available. Go to my loan partner. He can help you. And anyhow, I just think it's just having that conviction, having that devotion, having that heart behind what I'm doing. I am building a castle. I am not building a tent. I have a bigger purpose and a bigger goal, whether it be, plastering it around your office, whatever it is that you have to be, if you're visual and have to see it. But for me personally, it just was a matter of a heart. It was a matter of a heart. And I heard a phrase, Craig Groeschel is a podcast that I listen to a lot. And one of the things that he said is he was doing an interview with a gentleman who used the word habitude. Your habits and your attitude combined.
Great,
and
I just,
I love it. Like I literally, that's on my alarm when I wake up at 5 o'clock, habitude. Don't forget, have a good habitude today. And that is it. It's our attitude and it's the habits that we allow to attach to it.
I love it. We're coming to the end of our time, but I could talk to you forever. I get inspired every time I hear your voice and see your face. I love who you are. I think you're one of the kindest, nicest, best people I know. And she can sing her butt off. If you've never heard her sing, she's literally a professional singer.
They did offer me a job out there in Detroit.
They did. She had a very, very talented band in Detroit offer a full-time gig.
That was sweet.
That was fun. But just, again, so many nuggets. Today, I've been taking notes here in the last 25 minutes, and one after another. And I just thank you for sharing these with us. If you are convicted, if your core values are clear, if your heart overflows and that overflow is what drives your intentions every day, if you're disciplined, if you're strategic, if you don't let the noise get in the way, nothing is impossible. And this woman is building a castle, not a tent. And you're an inspiration to me and to many, many others. I really appreciate you sharing with us today, Sarah. For any of you that are tuning in that want any more on these types of topics, please go to growingwithkevin.com. That's growingwithkevin.com. My schedule's on there. grab a little block of time with me and we will dive deeper into any of these topics. I'm very, very keenly familiar with all of them. And I just thank you, Sarah, most importantly, and for the audience tuning in today. We hope that we've made an impact. That's why the podcast is called Loan Officer Impact. And for loan officers nationwide, regardless of what company you work at, we're only here to help and to help you have a better, more stress-free, freedom-filled life. So thanks for tuning in, Sarah. Have a great weekend. Thank you again for your willingness to take time out of your busy day to share it with me. I'm eternally grateful.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Everyone have a great day. Take care of you.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.